this point in camp, it's been a lot more of stringing together good things, you know, two steps forward versus like a two and then one back.
Yeah, it's important to always step forward, but things do happen. This is a very tough sport, but if you prepare well, then you can also limit those mistakes as well.
Where do you see yourself on the rest of the team other than the linebacker unit in terms of special teams? How can you help yourself there?
I'm not sure. That's up to the coaches. You know, I just see myself trying to get better, and whatever the coaches' decision may be for me, then I guess I'm gonna have to roll with it.
I should have looked this up beforehand. I'm gonna plead ignorance, but did you intercept any passes at Rutgers?
Yeah, I've intercepted a couple. I mean, I'm sure everybody in the National Football League has intercepted a couple of passes.
It wasn't a first time for you.
Yeah, it wasn't the first time, but I mean, there's kind of something in the past right now.
I was kind of heading towards this peers and an early tight pass. You was it run stopping as your strength, but you showed the ability to drop back into coverage.
I mean, I'm working on both, you know, working on getting better in the pass coverage. I'm also working getting better against the run.
Personal level, I know we talked on Friday about your off-season training and things like that, but I was wondering if you did anything else to kind of, for yourself, like went somewhere, took a trip, or did some kind of...
No, I stick to my regular training regimen as far as just working on getting better.
Why was that?
I just felt like, you know, I just needed to sharpen on things that... Just keep sharpening on things that I know and also work on things that I need to work on.
What was the thing that you felt like you've improved the most on this preseason?
I would just say having a better understanding of the defense.
It's natural.
Yeah.
What's, you know, obviously you guys get asked the question when you all came in together, the kind of Rutgers group, and there was people you knew here, familiar faces, but I'm just curious what some of the... How have those guys been able to help you during the course of this year and off season and things like that?
Well, I happen to be the only person in the linebacker crew from Rutgers, but I mean, Dev has just been a big help to, I would say, all of us, and as far as just learning to be a professional in the NFL.
Did you see guys last year, like Logan, playing a little bit more than you? Is that, like... was it disappointing, or was it a thing where it's like, okay, I can get to that? That's actually, you know, it's helping me set the bar for where I can be.
Well, I would say, first of all, Logan did a very good job. You know, Deron also played a lot and did a very good job. I mean, yeah, it was. I would say it was a little disappointing, but, you know, timing is also everything as well. So I just try to work real hard, and when it's my time, it's my time.
Talking to Michael about the, you know, is there an increased level of stress maybe or tension in the room this week knowing that cuts are about to happen and then again in a week?
Well, we're just, our main focus is just to try to go out there, you know, and play with the opportunities that are given to us. And, I mean, I don't think anybody should be nervous. Just control what you control, really.